Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. We serve the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. He is Lord, He is King, He is Shepherd. He is ruler of our nation. He is the Lord, great and mighty. Great and mighty is our King. Great and mighty is our Lord. His presence, hallelujah, His presence is what we need. We need your presence, O eternal King, eternal God in the heavens. O God, I thank you that you are present with us. You said, where two or more gather in your name. We come in your name. We don't have a name to come in. We come in the name of the Most High God. We come to praise you. We come to say, hallelujah, 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 to the righteous King, the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. We worship you today, Lord God. You are mighty and holy. You are great and gracious. You are King. You are Lord. You are our shepherd. And Lord, you know what? We sometimes get on the wrong path. But you know, hallelujah, the path that we need to be on. So we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us on your holy path, your righteous path. We rejoice in you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we could come saying hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore and bless you today, Lord God. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It belonged to you. It belonged to you rightfully, Lord God. You sent Jesus, our elder brother, hallelujah, to come down here, to step from his throne, to put his crown down and come down here. Oh, God, he knew what he was going to have to face. Human beings, the one, Lord God, that you repented that you made because of our cruel, evil, wicked ways. So we repent again before you, Lord. And we say, Lord, have your way in us and forgive us. Oh, God, cleanse us of all the unrighteous. Oh, God, no good thing can come from our flesh. Oh, God, we thank you that you have given us the mind of Christ and we hold on to your mind. We will not lean to our own understanding, but we lean to your understanding. Your understanding is what we need, oh God. You put us down here for a purpose and a plan. So, Lord, we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do, what you've already done. What a great Father you are. You are loyal. You are a faithful Father. Oh God, truly there's no God like you. Truly, you are eternal in the heavens. Truly, you are eternal in the earth. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are eternal God. You are the Lord God Almighty, the one that we trust in. We can't trust in our own selves because we let ourselves down. But we can trust in you, Almighty Father, Almighty God. You are the Lord that we need. And we are thanking you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for being on our side, for carrying us through situations that we sometimes thought we'd lose our mind because we had to go through unbearable things, what seemed unbearable. But, Lord, you strengthen us. Oh, God, we can't depend on our own strength. We depend upon you. So, Lord, we just come this morning to thank you, Lord God, for financial prosperity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break all the assignments of the enemy against our finances in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of poverty, lack, and debt and failure in the name of Jesus. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. What a great Father you are. You add everything unto us. When we seek you first, we put you first. We rebuke and cast out spirits of the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust that eat up our blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Wealth and riches are in our house because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. The blessings of the Lord upon our lives make us rich. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are blessed coming in, blessed going out. We are your servants, oh God, and we take pleasure in our prosperity. Oh, Jesus, you came, you became poor, and that your poverty, through your poverty, we can be rich. Hallelujah. We are rich. Hallelujah. We meditate on your word day and night, and whatever we do, prosper. In the name of Jesus, let peace be within our walls and prosperity within our palace. We will prosper through the prophets and the prophetic ministry. So, Father, we thank you today for prosperity. Oh, what a holy Father you are. What a righteous God. What a loyal King you are. You are loyal and faithful. No God great like you. No God holy like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord God, for Bible Storyland. We thank you, Father God, for being with us every week on Bible Storyland. So we are thanking you today, Lord God. Oh, God, that you remember us. You remember us and you come. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you come when we call on your name. We thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your love, your, oh, my God, can't even put words won't come. But what a great Father you are. What a great and mighty God you are. We serve you, Almighty Father, and we're so grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow us to call on your name. But not only that, Lord God, we could come into your presence. You are holy, and you allow us as mere human beings to come into your presence. You made us in your holy image. What a great God you are. What an awesome Father you are. So, Father, this morning we say thank you for Bible Storyland. Thank you for what you've done over the years. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh, God, we trust in you with all of our heart. We refuse to lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and we are thanking you, Lord God, for directing our path. Direct our path on a daily basis. We love and adore you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We're so grateful that you joined us this morning. We have Karen Itell with us. We missed her for a couple of weeks. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Ms. Carita. Good to be back.
Amen. And what are you going to play this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. And that is the truth. Go right ahead. Than the grains of sand. Now, my God, we can't even begin to count the grains of sand. So you know that God loves us. If he thinks of us more than the grains of sand, my God, what a great God we serve. Well, good morning again. Today is Joyful Praise Day. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the Lord gives us joy which is unspeakable, and that joy overflows, a joy that keeps us going in spite of hardship and trials that we face. So we're so grateful for God. We rejoice. We're rejoicing because he has made us glad. Today is Joyful Praise Day. And I thank the Lord for his word. You know, his word is great. Nehemiah 8:10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this is the day, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalm 16:11, thou shalt show me the path of life in the presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 30:5 says, for his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 126:5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalms 132:16, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Oh, my God, that's unspeakable joy. You know, the world can't give us joy, and the world can't take it away. But God gives us joy, that kind of joy that, you know, when you're going through trials, you're going through situations, and people look at you and they say, my God, how can you have joy in that what you're going through? You just lost a family member. You just lost your job. You are now homeless. But how can you go through joy in the situation you find yourself in? But only through the grace and mercy of God can we find joy. He's the one who gives that true joy. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about joy. Joy. Happiness is a fleeting thing. But joy, God gives it. God gives it. The opposite of joy is sorrow, unhappiness. In this world, we have many trials, many afflictions, but we're so grateful that the Most High God, he brings us out of all of them. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7:4, I am overflowing with joy in all my affliction. Now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, Colossians 1:24, Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. What a great God we serve. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and we are delighted about this wonderful day, the wonderful ways that God instilled joy in us. God gives us joy in the midst of sorrow. So let's honor our Father. He's faithful now. Don't you worry about it. You don't have to worry. He is faithful. He's going to be faithful. Always. We can count on God. You know, look like when the rug is pulled from under us. Oh, when the mountains seem like they're falling on us. He's faithful and loyal. He's going to take care of you. Yep, when the car is outside and that road-raging demon is raging on the highway, he's going to take care of us. Yep, yeah. When the boss gives you a pink slip and you say, my God, call on Jehovah Jireh. He's a mighty provider. Yes, he is. When you were up all night, sweating, fever, pain, wrenching in your body, call on him. He's a healer. He's a great healer. You know he's a healer. He's healed you many times. Doctors say, oh, I can't find out what's wrong with you. Oh, Jehovah Rapha. That's who you call on? He's a mighty healer. Yep, Jehovah Nisi. He's that banner that we need. Oh, yeah, he's the banner. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that makes us secure in life. You know, when things are going the wrong way, he turns around. He turns it around for our good. What a great God we serve. So I thank the Lord this morning for all that he's doing. Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise this morning. Karen, what's the song you're going to play this morning, that song of praise?
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, the joy of the Lord, that is our strength.
Trying to get ready now. We're trying to move around.
Amen, amen. Well, thank God for you coming on this morning.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be able to pray for my friend's little grandson that got burned in that fire. With the fire exploded on the little 13-year-old boy. It was her grandson. One of the ladies that lived down in the building, in the townhouse, it was her grandson.
Okay.
Please pray for him. I'm not sure if y'all heard about that, about the fire exploding on him. He was cooking his potato tots. Well, please pray for him and pray for Ms. Henry and pray for my senior citizens, please. Thank you, Sister G. Okay. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Lord, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, Lord. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. This peace that I have,
The world didn't give it to me, Lord, this peace that I have. The world didn't give it to me, Lord, this peace that I have. The world didn't give it to me. I said the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This love that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, this love that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, this love that I have. The world didn't give it to me. I said the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Oh, this love that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This love that I have. The world didn't give it to me, Lord, this love that I have. The world didn't give it to me. I said the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Woo, awesome, awesome, awesome. What a mighty
Thank
God
you,
we serve. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And this joy that we have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. What a great
Thank
God.
You,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jackie. Beautiful. We have your
All
cousin
right.
coming behind you this morning.
All right.
Pastor Don
All right.
Hawkins this morning.
Good morning, Minister G.
Good night, Donna.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said my daughter's cheering for Donna. Pastor Don.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless your heart. Today is the day of our family picnic at church. So you know I've got a lot of irons in the fire, but it's still good. It's all good.
Yes. We're grateful you came
yes,
on.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I really wanted to today. I
Amen.
Want to sing. I'm glad to be in God's service one more time. Because he didn't have to let us live.
No.
But I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad he did. I'm glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service one more time. Oh, he didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live. Live to be in his service one more time. Oh, I'm so glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service one more time. Oh, he didn't have to let me live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have to let me live. Glad to be in his service one more time. Oh, I'm so glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service one more time. Oh, he blessed me with my health. He blessed me with my strength, and I'm glad to God's service one more time. Oh, I'm so glad to be in God's service.
Yes.
I'm glad to be in God's service. I'm glad to be in God's service one more time. Oh, he didn't have to let me live.
Oh,
he didn't have to let me live. Live to be in his service. Live to be in his service. Live to be in his service one more time.
Woo, hallelujah. One more time. Thank you so much. We are all glad to be in the service of the Lord. He let us live again. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are moving along this morning on Bible Storyland. We are so grateful that the Most High God loves us. His thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. And we are joyfully praising our Lord. We are joyfully praising our Lord. We're giving him glory. He gives us unspeakable joy, that kind of joy that overflows. It comes from him. Don't come from without. It comes from within. He puts it inside of us in the situations that we face in this world. So we thank God this morning for all that he's done on Bible Storyland, for all he's done for each one of us. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but because of his love and mercy, because of his kindness, he woke us up. So we thank God this morning. Oh, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We delight in our God. Oh, yes, his ways are wonderful. He instills joy within us. He gives us joy in the midst of sorrow. So we are honoring God today for his loyalty, for his faithfulness. And we are honored to have our speaker with us this morning, a mighty woman of God. I met sometime a few years ago, a woman who's committed to the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. She is gifted and talented by God. She's a part of the fivefold ministry. She's an evangelist for the kingdom of God. She's given much to do, much, much. She's stretched to the max. To whom much is given, much is required. She hosts programs of all kinds for apostles, for pastors, for evangelists, for teachers. Oh, yeah, she's always busy for the children all over the city of Jacksonville. So much is given, much is required of her. She brings preachers and teachers. She brings the body of Christ together to lift up the name of Jesus. So I thank God this morning for evangelist Josette Laney, for taking the time out of her busy schedule. She's always very, very busy, but I thank God that she takes time out to come on Bible Storyland. Good morning, Evangelist Laney. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank God. It's good to be in that number one more time.
I know that's right. Yes, ma'am. God bless. God bless. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good morning, radio listeners and friends. I bring you greetings from Trump of the Fire Outreach Ministry, where my pastor is Apostle Bernard William. And I'm glad to be with you all today. I'm so excited. Oh, my God, so excited. So excited. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As we know today, our theme for today, amen, joyful praise. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And we ought to have joy. Amen. Joy. Amen. No matter what our circumstance or situation is, we ought to have joy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. I'm going to go back to the Bible. Amen. Our text for today, praise God, is coming from Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians 6 and 9. And it says this: "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So as I was pondering, amen, and believe it or not, I just got the message last night, early this morning, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. So what I'm going to give you all today, amen, is a Pastor Hezekiah Walker message, amen, in his song, praise God. So the thought for today is, rejoice, I shall recover it all. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And as I looked up the word rejoice, it told me that rejoice is being delighted. It's, amen, and having joy. Amen. If you would read 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it will say rejoice evermore. So when I looked at that, amen, and it said rejoice evermore, meaning I have to continue to rejoice. You have to continue to rejoice. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what you're going through, amen, because as long as we're here on the earth, amen, we're going to have troubles, we're going to have issues, amen, hallelujah, but how many of y'all know that God deliver us of them all, amen, praise God, delight, Psalm 37, amen, 4 and 5, amen, praise God, we got to delight ourselves in the law, hallelujah, praise God, we got to get in that word, amen. For God said he would give us the desires of our heart if we just delight. And when we are delighting, amen, we're rejoicing, amen, all the time, amen. I don't care what's going on, we still got joy. You still got joy. Committing our ways unto the Lord, amen, and trusting in him that he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Again, I say with joy, I shall recover it all. Amen. Just repeat that to yourself and say, rejoice. I shall recover it all. No matter what Satan puts before you, no matter what the enemy tries to bring against you, you shall recover it all. Amen, my God. Amen. 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom have ye not seen ye love? In whom though now ye see him not yet believing. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just have joy, amen. Unspeakable joy. Praise God, and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So I'm saying that God created. Amen. He created heaven and earth. Amen. Praise God. While we yet here on earth, we can be blessed. Amen. We can have joy. Amen. It was all in the Lord. Praise God. So today, I want to talk about two topics today.
Because last week, no, and you didn't show up.
The harvest God promised me. Hallelujah. Reaping the harvest that God promised you. Reaping the harvest that God promised us. Amen. We must apply the word. Amen. To conceive and give birth to the miracles that we need. We must first plant God's word like a seed in our heart. St. Mark, the 4th chapter, says that the Lord taught 3 parables, which illustrated that the word is a kingdom of God, what a natural seed is to a harvest. The story of the sower is the key to unlocking all the word of God. In verse 13, and in verse 15, it says that the ground is our heart. Our hearts are created by God to bring forth fruit when his word is planted in us. The power is in his promises. Amen. God. Reaping the harvest that God promised us. The power is in his word. As you plant, hallelujah, that. The promises in our heart, the truth of his word. It germinates and prosperity comes. God has to cultivate, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He has to do away with some things, amen. Praise God that his word, amen, can be seeded in us, amen. And that his seed can grow, amen, in us, amen. That we may be able to reap the harvest that was promised to his servant. As we trust him, God will use us in his field, each according to our gifts. Amen. Well, our gifts vary. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But it will accomplish what it needs to accomplish to God. Amen. And the need that it has been. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll go to another sector. Amen. And it says, take it back. What the devil stole from me. Praise God. In order to reap the harvest, amen, you got to take back something that the enemy came up against you and stole from you. You got to go into the enemy camp and you got to demand that it comes back. Commanded by a decree, declared by the word of God. For if God said it, that sells it. Amen, my God. Praise God. For John 10:10 tells you that. Then it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we as believers must pursue and overtake the enemy and regain what was lost. Whether it be finances, hallelujah, praise God, healing physically, spiritually, mentally, our perception must
be aligned with the thoughts and ways of our God. That our lives, amen, may be changed through his word and trusting and believing that he is whom he is. Amen, God. If you will read the Bible, praise the Lord, amen, you will see with Jesus, he was always coming and taking territory. Jesus didn't never give up. Jesus persists, amen. How are you? He was consistent in what he did, amen. He took what belonged to him, amen. He wasn't a wimp, amen. So he's calling for his people, amen, to stretch out on him, go back into the enemy camp, and take what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. God called us to invade and have an impact. As servants, amen, we got to go in, amen, and take what is rightfully ours. Our actions should be to make the enemy react to us. Be intentional about all that we do. Be intentional about all that we do. Be intentional about all that we do. Because Jesus has given us purpose, power, authority, and influence, and the Holy Ghost to see lives change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as I was meditating on the word of God, amen, and as I was going through and I was reading, praise God, amen, hallelujah, thank the Lord Jesus, the Lord is saying to us this day, amen, that we got to expand our horizons, amen, hallelujah, all our possibilities, amen, hallelujah, and what God can do through us, what God can do through us. He has no limitations and intends to overflow our lives with his life. They were changing, amen, hallelujah, our attributes, amen, changing our character, changing, hallelujah, ourselves, amen, into the image of him, amen. Hallelujah, my God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we must rejoice because we will recover it all. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us, amen, are sowers, and they never see the actual result of our labor. But our focus should be on pleasing the one who sent us into the field, into the vineyard, amen. Hallelujah. We got a lot of people, amen, praise God, amen, want to take on titles, amen. But they don't want to go into the field, amen. Praise God. They don't want to go into the field. Hallelujah. And do the works, hallelujah, of God. Amen. Praise God. We must focus, amen, on pleasing the one who sent us into the field, whether it's our control of the rate of growth or the amount, amen, that we reap. According to James 1 and 12, 1 Peter 5, 2 Timothy 4 and 8, Hebrews 11, God labors and the spiritual harvest of our souls are promised great reward, amen, for their faith and perseverance. So we must continue to go forward. We got to go on. Amen. We got to do what the Lord says to do. Hallelujah. Because we want to reap, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to reap what he has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Remember, amen, Jesus is our God. Amen. For he is holy. He's just. Amen. He is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. But he will give us the desire of our heart. For he said if we delight ourselves in him, if we trust in him, if we lead not to our own understanding, if we do not go about ourselves our own way, but trust in him, amen, for we will reap, amen, if we faint not. So we must lift up our hearts to him, for which cometh our help. All our help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness today that the Lord is everything that we need? Whatever it is that we need, God is all of that. For he is hungry at everything. He's omnipresent, God. Hallelujah, for he's everywhere at all times. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. He's everywhere. Hallelujah, for he is Jehovah. For he is the Lord God. Hallelujah, this peace that you need, he is Jehovah Shalom. He will give you peace in the midst of the storm. If you can't go through a storm, how can you say that Jesus is the captain of your life? We got to continue to rejoice. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, we got to rejoice. Because we know Amazon is it's always been a beautiful, praise God, and a part of our life on earth. A time when the year's work again bears fruit for the people to be fed. So harvest is symbolic, amen, of bounty, health, and abundance. Hallelujah. For the Lord is saying to the church today, amen, hallelujah, for if you have the Holy Spirit, you've been born again, we are the church, amen. And I thank God I say that I'm in the church, I'm not out of church, amen. I'm not talking about the building, amen, hallelujah, which is the house of the Lord that you go to, amen. But I'm talking about the in church. Thank the Lord for how many people that's in church. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But he's looking for people in church. Amen. For our temple are the bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to make a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our venal service. And that we are not conformed to this world system, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, that God may get the good acceptable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pleasures out of our lives. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Because when we hold you and where we need to be, God said he's going to allow you to gain, amen. He's going to allow you to reap, amen, a harvest. A harvest, amen. Praise God. We have to believe that. He said you're going to reap if you think not. If you think not. So no longer do you step back, amen, and allow the enemy to come in and invade and do what he wants to do. How many y'all know that God, Lord Jesus, is the power, amen? He said, as the Holy Ghost comes, we shall have power, amen. To cast out demons, we shall have power. To heal the sick, we shall have power. To raise the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to go out into the field where the dry bones are, and we got to say, dry bones rise, dry bones rise, dry bones rise. For there is a King of Kings. There is a Lord of all. For he is Alpha. He is Omega. He's a beginning. And he is the end. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will reap a harvest if you faith not. Hallelujah. Glory God. Glory God. Glory God. Glory God. Hallelujah. I give your name the praise. I give your name the glory. I give your name the honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah. The Lord thinks that he's going to provide and make a way for some of you all listening to me today. For he is Jehovah. For he is the provision. Hallelujah. Do not worry. Do not faint. For the Lord said, if you wait on me, if you be of good courage, I will, I will, I will see about you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Glory God. Hallelujah. Glory God. Glory God. Reap. In the harvest. How the listeners understand how much that as believers, we may not see the harvest, but if we apply Galatians 6 and 9, as it says, amen, to our lives, the Lord will work it out. For Isaiah 59:19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. How many of y'all believe today that the Lord will lift up a standard against him? How many of y'all believe, hallelujah, that Jesus God, hallelujah, that he is Jehovah Nisi, amen? How many of y'all know that he will cover you? How many of y'all know that he will lift up a standard against your enemy? That there is nothing impossible for God if you just believe. He said he will deliver now faith into something that is hopeful. There are the things that are not seen. You got to believe. You got to believe. Trust in the word of God, that if God said it, that is it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and work out your soul salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Work out your soul salvation. Hallelujah. Resist the revelation. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Jesus. I want to say it again, amen, because I need somebody to get that in their spirit. Isaiah 59:19. Hallelujah. Rejoice today. You shall recover it all. Rejoice today. You shall recover it all. Rejoice today. You shall recover it all. However, you shall not go in luck, but you shall have abundance. You shall be healed in every area of your life. You shall recover it all. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Hallelujah. Just rejoice. The Lord is saying, just rejoice. It's already yours for the asking. Just lean and depend on Him. Hallelujah. Lean and depend on Him for your answer. For your answer is not in man, but your answers are in God. For if God be for you, who can be against you? And I know that the Lord is all that we need. He is our Savior. He is the risen King. He is the Lord of Lords. Just believe. Just rejoice. Just trust in Him. Just believe in Him. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Hallelujah. You shall recover it all. Hallelujah. You shall reap the harvest of if you faint not. For He's calling for His people. Hallelujah. In this time and in this season, that is willing to go all the way. That is willing to settle out. No matter what goes, no matter what comes, but they're willing to settle out. They're willing to say that I am a child of God. And I will. We'll proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Reap in the harvest that God promised us. That God promised us. Hallelujah, for He said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, and every time that rises up against us in judgment, He said that He will condemn them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. For that is the heritage of His servant. Hallelujah, He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, He did. Hallelujah, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord don't want your wine. The Lord is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. Hallelujah, let Him be a light in your path, a lamp under your feet. Let Him guide you. Hallelujah, let Him teach you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you may be able to go into the enemy camp. Take back, hallelujah, what the devil thought he stole from you. Hallelujah, that you may be able to reap the harvest. Again, I say rejoice. You shall recover it all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just pray, hallelujah, that a word has been shared. Amen. Through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can take with you, praise the Lord God, that you may be strengthened. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord. I humble myself before thee as your servant. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will just touch everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. For you know their needs. You know their circumstances. You know their situation. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will increase, God, their faith, God. That they may walk, God, on your word, God. That they may take your word and meditate on that and apply it, hallelujah, to their lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that they may be strengthened on every hand, that they can go back and take the same thought He took from them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, even the family, the loved ones, God, that He thought He took from them. Hallelujah, that we will be able to go back, God, unto you, Lord, and take what belongs to us. Hallelujah, even our bodies, God, physically, God. Hallelujah, we'll be able to go into your word and apply your word, God, that healing may take forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for your word, God. I come into every infirmity. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will try to attack your people today. In the name of Jesus, so they cannot go forth in the way that you want them to. I come against it in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, dear Lord God, I ask you to move on every home right now that's represented here today, God. In the name of Jesus, I will allow your angels right now to cover them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless them as, Lord, as they go out and as they come in, God. Allow your travel and mercy, Lord, God. Oh, hallelujah, of our lives today, God. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord God, I ask you right now to bring my Bible story in, God. Remember Sister G today, God, in a special way. God, I ask you that you will just cover her right now. From the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now for the assignment that you've given unto her. Lord, I ask you, Father God, to open up the doors of opportunities right now. Hallelujah, your finances, God, I ask you that you will bless her in abundance right now. That she may be able to carry out the work, God, that you ordained her for, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus, bless her, God. For everything that she touched, God, shall be blessed. Lord, I thank you right now for the woman of God. Will you call her into a season such as this? And you'll call her, God, into this time zone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the people may know that you are God and that there is no other and that there is no other way. Lord, keep her. Keep her right now in all areas of her life right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep her in all the areas of her life right now. Hallelujah. You will let the word of God, my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord. My strength, my redeemer. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a word. That was a mighty word. Reaping the harvest that God promises. And whatever God promised us, it shall come forth. Thank you so much, Evangelist Laney. I mean, she poured her heart out in that message. I thank God for it. Rejoice, and we shall recover it all.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Rejoice in the Lord. We shall recover it all. So I thank God that he's keeping his promises. He said we got to be intentional. You know, we can't just let our minds be distracted by all kinds of things. We got to be intentional in fulfilling the purpose of God. So I thank God for that message. We shall, Bible story land, we shall recover it all. So I thank God that we got to go in, take it back, take it back. Salvation, salvation is God's gift to save us from our sinful nature. Acts 17:3. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now he commandeth men everywhere to repent. We got to repent before the Lord, come before his presence with thanksgiving. Backsliding, that's moving away from Christ. We got to move into the presence of the Lord. We can't move away from him. You know, David said, you know, he is like a hart, a deer that panteth after water because he's thirsty. Our soul pants after thee, O God. That's how we got to be, thirsty for God. You know, some people thirsty for alcohol, drugs, all kind of other stuff, but they're not thirsty for God. So we got to hunger and thirst for righteousness because one day we're going to leave this earth. One day. We won't open our eyes in this earth anymore, so we got to prepare ourselves. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Any testimonies of the greatness of our King? He's a great God now, making sure we recover it all. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1. All right, well, looks like we have no testimonies this morning. We're moving right along. It's prayer time on Bible Storyland, and I'm so grateful for Prophetess Lawson being on with us. She is a great, mighty intercessor, so I thank God for her prayers. I mean, God moves on her prayers, so we're thanking God that she's on here with us today as well. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I when you say click, you know, sometimes you're on mute. I just want to give a testimony also.
I can barely hear you. Speak up a little bit.
I think you can barely hear me?
I can hear you better now.
Okay. No, I said I thank God for this morning. I thank God for your radio broadcast. I thank God for the word that was sown on this morning. And I thank God for the vessel that gave the word on this morning. And if I had to give a testimony as well as prayer, is that I was at work on Friday morning. It was 2 minutes before our branch meeting, and my phone rang, and normally I don't even get signals into the phone, but a prophetic word came out, and that word was, now is the hour, or the hour, that God is calling not just women forth, but the Spirit of God that's in women forth, because I don't want to say calling women forth, and that that he's calling us because of our hearts, because he placed in us the heart, his heart in us. And I want to say to Sister Josette Laney that she truly has the heart of God. As you said, not only does she support ministries and churches, and also, but most importantly, she loves God and she carries the word. And I want to thank God for the word that was sown. I want to thank God for the prophetic word that was given. I want to thank God for the word that was sown on this morning.
Good.
Yeah, man, so that's what I wanted to say. And like I said, I thank God for you too, also, Sister G.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you being on with us this morning. And we are about to pray. Anybody want prayers? I see Sister Susan on here. Thank God for her. So anybody want prayer, press 1.
I don't even probably hear it, so I don't hear any of them.
Kara?
Mm-hmm.
Kara?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear you talking in the background. All right. Anybody want prayer? Press 1 this morning. All right. Good morning, Sister Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. Would you like prayer this morning?
I always need prayer for family and friends. I always need prayer for family and friends.
Okay. Amen. All right, well, we're going to be praying in just a moment. I thank God for each of you all being on with us this morning, because I don't know about you all, but I know I need prayer too. So,
yeah.
Thank God for Pastor Josette Laney praying for me. I'm sorry, someone saying something?
Yes, Sister G, I want to add a name for the prayer list. Her name is Natanya Nguyen. Natanya Nguyen. She received Christ a year ago. And she's just being beat up.
What?
So pray for me. It's Natanya Nguyen, Netanya Nguyen, Wynn. Natanya Nguyen.
Okay.
She's a newly converted Christian. And, you know, Satan is just trying to beat her up in the mind. So,
okay.
Somebody can pray for her or
okay.
that. And then
right.
the other name I want to lift up is Apostle Linda Carr. And she left me a voice message last night, too, to pray for her. And for her, she had a stroke. And she wants to get back in ministry. She's walking and talking, but, you know, slight slurred and slight limp on that
yes.
left side. So we believe in God for the full restoration.
Okay. All righty. Hallelujah. Any more prayer requests this morning?
Yes, Sister Jean.
Yes.
Okay, I have a prayer request for prayer. I'm requesting prayer for my grandfather, John Davis. Mother Anne's wife, and also I will like.
I'm sorry, you're a little bit ways from the phone. Could you come closer to your phone?
Can you hear me?
Much better.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
I'm John Davis. Mother
grandfather
Anne's
John Davis.
Mm-hmm. Mother Anne's wife. And wife.
Uh-huh.
Also, and over here, Lilo, which is my mother-in-law.
Overseer who?
Lila Lane.
Okay. Lila Lane, okay. All right, any more prayer requests? Okay, well, I'm going to ask the three of you to join in with me, Evangelist Laney, Prophetess Lawson. Would you join in with me with prayer? So, Evangelist Laney, let's see, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, two daughters, Mother Henry, her elderly patients. But before you pray, Evangelist Laney, I would like for Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and then we'll go from there.
So, I started. This is Prophet Lawson. You want me to start?
Yes.
For this day, we thank you, Lord God, for the vessel that you. Had her mother the name Donna, oh God. We thank you that she married a man named Hawkins, oh God, that you, Lord God, united them and they brought forth children. So, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for first the marriage, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you keep their marriage in perfect peace. We bind every spirit, Lord God, that will come not just against Donna Hawkins and her husband's marriage, but marriage in general that's trying to destabilize the world in America, oh God, that you ordained marriage. That's the first thing you did, Lord God. You put man together, Lord God, and it shall be that way and no otherwise, oh God. Then, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you told man that they should be fruitful and multiply. So we thank you, Lord God, for the Hawkins. We thank you for their children. And we thank you, Lord that, God, that you keep and bless and cover their children, oh God. According to Psalms 91, oh God, that you you keep that neath the wings, the shadow of your wings, oh God. You let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Lord God, that you be a protective shield around them, oh God. And Father, in the case of Donna Hawkins, Pastor Donna Hawkins, be the lift of her head, oh God, as she ministered the gospel, oh God. We thank you as you led Moses, hallelujah, oh God, and you spoke to Aaron, oh God. Father, lead Sister Hawkins, Pastor Hawkins, oh God. And God, and speak to her, give her advice and wisdom and knowledge, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as she, Lord God, passed the Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God, that you pour upon her the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what you called her to do. Lord God, let her understand, Lord God, and let her be able to deal with and handle, oh God, even the people, Lord God, that come with all varying spirits of God. Father, Lord, we lift up the deacon board, the usher board, the choir, oh God. We, Lord God, let your anointing flow from one end of the church to the other. God, you said in the last days, Lord God, you pour out your spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. So we speak even to the young people, Lord God, in the church. Lord, let them come forth, oh God, and let the young people dream dreams and have vision, oh God. And let, Lord God, the old people, Lord God, direct and guide and lead the children in the way that they should go, Father. We pray, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to keep her mind in perfect peace, oh God. We thank you for restoring her youth like an eagle, Lord God. Restore her, Lord God. Give her back the years that the canker worm and the parma worm and the locust, oh God, has eaten up, oh God. Strengthen her mortal body, oh God. Strengthen Sister Donna, Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, that she may do what you call her to do. And Lord God, and that we'll give you all the glory in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Sister Travis, did you say her mother?
Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and her good friend, Mother Henry, who's turning 95, and Jackie takes care of elderly people, and she also asked us to pray for a lady's grandson who was 13 years old who was burned in a fire, if we could pray for them, for him.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I give you name the praise, I give you name the glory, I give you name the honor. Hallelujah. Dear Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for you are our creator. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that as the petition go before you, God, and as the request go before you, Lord, on Sister Jackie Travis' behalf right now, God, we ask you right now as you remember her husband today, God, and you say, well, you will be there, it's been. And dear Lord God, as you remember her daughters right now, God, that you would just keep them, God, and fellowship right now, Lord Jesus. For you say a family, Lord Jesus, as has been forestated already, God, and it's down for the time that if you stay together, you'll stay together. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you would just take complete control over that family, God. Hallelujah, and that you would just keep them in all their ways, God. And whatever they stand in the need of today, God, that you would grant unto them right now. And dear Lord God, as you anoint the moment of God, God, as you think, God, that the anointing may come forth, Lord. For even through a song, God, that somebody may be delivered, may be healed, may be made free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Lord God, as you remember, hallelujah, Jesus, the elderly patient that you're requesting, God, prayer for today, God. You know what they stand in the need of, Lord, as you, God, to grant unto them, God, as you see fit. Dear Lord God, I ask you to move right now, even hallelujah, Jesus, on her friend, God, that had lost a grandson. Hallelujah. When you said, God, you're putting more on us than you can bear. Dear Lord God, strengthen the family. Strengthen the family heart. Strengthen their minds, Lord, in this time right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for they need you like never before, dear Lord God. And Lord, give them the courage, God, to wait on you. And give them the courage to move forward, God. Hallelujah, as time being right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now, God, if you remember Mother Henry today, God, in a special way right now. Touch her from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord, dear God. Hallelujah, thank you right now, dear Lord God, for you shall keep her right now in all her ways right now. Hallelujah, she shall live, God. She shall not die, God. Hallelujah, come against the enemy, God, of attack right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord God, I ask you right now, God, that you would just bless them, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your aim take charge over each and every person, God. Hallelujah, right now, that they may know, God, that you are God and do, God, what is pleasing in thy sight. Dear Lord God, and you, God, let, hallelujah, you be the light in their lives. No matter what the circumstances or situations, Lord, the Lord allow them to know that you are God and you will work it out. Right now, I hallelujah, decree and declare by your word, you said, if I ask anything in your name, it shall be given. And this day I ask you, Lord, that you will allow what I've given unto thee to be accomplished, that it do not return void. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Sister Susan, her family and friends, and for Miss Ludell, you know, the 95-year-old lady that come on and sing with us? Could you pray for her as well?
Father, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless Susan, oh God. As you said, we're always in need of prayer, oh God. And you said your house, which is even our spiritual house, would be a house of prayer. So, Father, we lift up Susan, Lord God. For you know you're her uprising and you're down sitting, oh God. You know, Lord God, her day-to-day life, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that as you're so interested in her life, oh God, that you be a protective shield around and about her, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling, oh God. And even, Lord God, for her children, oh God, and even his grandchildren and people that she lift up in prayer. We come in agreement, oh God, for her prayer, for family and friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering them in the blood, oh God. We plead the blood over her life and those that she's duty bound to pray for. We, Lord God, ask you to order her steps, oh God. Lord God, give her spiritual revelation, oh God. There's some things that she's been asking for, and she don't know which way to turn, oh God. She don't know what is the answer. She don't know the answer, God. Speak out, Lord God, and she's trying to wait on you, oh God. So, Father, I charge the angels that are assigned to her, Lord God, to bring forth the answers, oh God. We bombard the heavenlies, oh God, with every spiritual force, oh God, that's holding up our answer in the spirit world. The Lord God, because you already answered in the heavenly, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, that what Susan is standing in need of, oh God, will manifest on the earth, oh God. We bind up every hindering spirit. We come against even those that are supposed to sow unto her and give unto her. And supposed to, Lord God, open some avenues, oh God, for her. We come against every spiritual that's blocking, oh God. To go and which way to turn, oh God. We come against anything that's hindering the word, oh God, that she's standing and waiting on. And Father, we lift up Mother Nudel to you, God. We thank you for the great woman, the great intercessor, oh God, that even at 95 is so getting on her face before you, Lord God, and humbling herself, Lord God, as she prayed for family and friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her with long life. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept her, Lord God, kept her mind, her voice, and her worship, oh God. And Father, we lift her up to you, Lord God, because, Lord, she's an example, oh God, that the rich is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endureth, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for her enduring the trials and tribulation of living on this earth, oh God. But, Lord, we thank you also, Lord God, for keeping her mind in perfect peace. And, Lord God, as she focused, oh God, in these years, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, as she labored, oh God, for her deceased relatives and different family members, oh God, that I've heard her lift up in prayer. God, we pray, Lord God, for her family, oh God, and we bind the spirit of bereavement, and we, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you said, blessed are they that mourn, oh God, for they shall inherit the earth, oh God. So we pray, Lord God, that they'll receive their inheritance of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that Sister Liddell, oh God, is so the intercessor, oh God. And, Lord God, I come in agreement even with her and everybody she prays for. Lord God, that let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, that which you're standing in need of, oh God, let it manifest on the earth. And we just give you all the honor and the praise. And we thank you for granting Ms. Miguel even longer length of days. Amen.
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 Amen. Evangelist Laney, could you pray for Natanya Wynn, the new convert, and Apostle Linda Carr? She had a stroke, particularly, you know, her left side.
Okay. Thank you, dear Lord God. I praise you. I give your name the glory. I give your name the honor. And right now, dear Lord God, I send forth, hallelujah, Jesus, unto you, Natanya Wynn, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, dear Lord God, as a new convert, praise the Lord, that's coming into your kingdom. Dear Lord God, I ask right now, God, that you would just strengthen her. And Lord God, I ask you right now that you would just allow your ministering angels, God, to be before her, God, that she may get revelation, God, from your word and know how to apply it to her life right now, dear Lord Jesus. I come against the enemy, that the enemy will not attack her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that she may, hallelujah, Jesus, die out, God, but that she will stay rooted, God, and grounded in your word, that she will continue to go forth in your name. So therefore, God, as you right now, you will send the angels right now to her home, wherever she is or wherever place she may be. Right now, in the name of Jesus, take complete charge over her because she is a child of God. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will build her up right now. Hallelujah. Help her, God. Right now, Lord Jesus, be able to lay aside every weight, God. Amen. Every sickness that may easily beset her. God, but I ask you right now to allow her to be able to be obedient, God, to your word, to your will, God. For you're calling for a people that will be obedient. Right now, dear Lord God, I ask you that you will strengthen her. Keep her. Hallelujah. Keep her, keep her, keep her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, Apostle Linda Carr, I stand before you right now in the name of Jesus. The woman of God right now, in my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that has labored over the years right now in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord God, I'm asking you right now to touch her body right now. From the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. Dear Lord God, I know you're able to do what man said can't be done, Lord. I know you're able to do just what they said can't be done. Lord, you just do it for her right now. In the name of Jesus, the enemy desire to slow her down, desire, Lord Jesus, that she will not be able to do God, how to complete God, even the assignment, God, that you had for her to do. But I come against that in the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare by your word that healing is hers. For by your stripes was she already healed. In the name of Jesus, I come against every tongue, hallelujah, that is speaking against the woman of God right now. In the blood of Jesus, dear Lord God, I ask you, Father God, to rest upon her right now. Hallelujah, right now. Let your angels move right now. Your healing come forth. Healing come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, even on that left side. Hallelujah, God. Move, God, right now. How are the ligaments, God, the tissues right now, the muscles right now, the bones right now? I've asked you to bring it back into normality. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Even the arteries right now, bring it back into normality right now, that she may be able, God, to testify and tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for you would do, God. You would do what you say you would do. In the name of Jesus, God, remember the sisters today, God, and ask you to keep them in all their ways. This I ask of, in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, we have one more prayer request. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Evangelist Laney and also John Davis, her grandfather, Brother Inez White, and overseer Leah Laney.
Okay. I will pray for the, and then come back and pray for just that Laney, amen. Father God, Lord, we lift up John Davis, oh God. Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for him, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, planted a seed in him, oh God, that he brought forth children, oh God, and his children, Lord God, brought forth evangelist, prophetess, Josette Laney, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained, oh God, from the foundation of the world, this day and this hour and this destiny, oh God. And I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen his mortal body, oh God. Lord God, let his mind be one with you, oh God. We bind up every effects of aging, oh God, that, Lord God, will cause him, Lord God, to lose his mind, his steps, or his walk. We declare, Lord God, as Moses, and I declare therefore, John Davis, Inez White, as well as overseer Laney, Lord, as you use Moses to 140 years, oh God, as you use him, oh God, and his eyes did not grow dim and his legs did not grow limp, Lord God, and as he was so able to climb mountains, oh God, and declare your work and ministry, Lord, let John Davis and Inez White and Leela Laney, oh God, continue, Lord God, to flow. We pray, Lord God, that you strengthen their bodies and the inner man, oh God. Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they'll be strengthened with the power and might of the Holy Ghost, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, that, Lord God, for any organs and livers and kidneys and hearts, oh God, and their lungs, oh God, oh, any part of their body, oh God, that, Lord God, that has exceeded the length, oh God, and the days, oh God, of their spiritual mind and their spiritual will, that it, Lord God, the time of living on this earth, oh God, be reduced, oh God, so it can so house the anointing, that they all shy at about Kurobo, that I'm shining about this. God, I pray, Lord God, that the anointing that is placed on John Davis Black, the anointing that has been placed on Inez White, and the anointing that has been placed on overseer Leela Laney's life, oh God, that, Lord God, the extra, Lord, sustain them, oh God, and Lord God, the power of the Holy Ghost, sustain them, and Lord God, but Inez White in particular, Lord God, meet her at the point of her needs, oh God,
Oh, God, meet her, Lord God, at the point of her needs. Lord, let her see your hand move in her life. God, reveal, Lord God, everything that is dark and cloudy and lacking understanding. Lord God, that she would know that this is your hand doing the work. And, Father, I lift up overseer Leah Lelaney, oh, God. You introduced me to her by the Spirit, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you, Jesus, that you strengthened her inner man, oh, God. As I heard her on Thursday preaching, oh, God, she still got the desire to do your will. She still has a desire to give a word. And she says a hard thing, hallelujah, to be in ministry for 64, 65 years and be able to sit down. Lord God, I pray that her body is strengthened with might, that she may stand again and raise a word that will shut down hell, God. Lord God, her passion, oh God, is not to see children go to hell, not to even see her children, but not even her children, but the children of this world, oh God. God, I've come against the principalities and the powers, Lord God, that's trying to shut her mouth, the God that caused her body to be frail, oh God. And I speak to that same thing, she was the right side, Lord God, when she pointed to it, Lord God. And I speak to that knee on the right side. And I speak to every effect of the stroke, Lord God, that's trying to limit her walk and cause her to lose balance. And I call for the balance to come back into that body in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her mortal body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That she may, Lord God, like I said, rise again, stand again, and declare the works of the Lord, oh God, in the land of the believers, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you quicken her voice, oh God, that she will sing that song, Lord God, that will cause all hell to be terrified, oh God. Father, we just praise you, Lord God. Now, Lord God, who's able to do exceedingly above all I can ask or think? God, see, lift up, and I'm going to call it prophetess, evangelist, Josetta Laney, oh God. I thank you, and even Pastor, God, I thank you for the ministry of health that's on her life. But I thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of evangelism that's on her life. And I thank you, God, for all these ministries that you place on her, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for expansion. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well,
it's
closing time on Bible Storyland. We honor God, our Heavenly Father. Yes. We thank him for joyful praise day, his goodness, his mercy, and his grace towards us. We thank Father God for each of you. I love you. God loves you so much. As we close out this morning, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done on Bible Storyland. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do for all of us on Bible Storyland. Have your way in us. We surrender all. I look forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday. It will be Children's Day. So get your grandchildren, your relatives, your neighbor children, all the children, bring them on so they can be on Bible Storyland next week and be blessed. God for you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Get the mind of Christ when you lose yours. In Jesus' name. Bless you. I love y'all.
Love you too. Thank you.
Oh.